Christopher Kent. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Not so bad. I felt like I'd used the full name there. If I'd middle names, I'd have thrown them in.
David George. If
get out, Christopher David George Kent. Well, listen, I'm nothing if I'm not original. So, how tempted were your parents to call you Clark?
I would say I don't know.
Actually, wait a minute. Your Clark Kent was Superman, played by Christopher Reeve.
That's right. That's right.
Oh my God! They just went for a slightly more oblique kind of reference.
Absolutely. There is another Clark. There is another Christopher Kent, actually. People, I would say occasionally, but quite a lot, email me a Google link to Christopher Kent, who apparently is Clark Kent's brother in another universe. So there's an actual Christopher Kent that is a superhero as well.
What about in Australia? How do they take your surname in Australia? Because in an Australian accent...
Yeah, dodgy.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be shouting your second name across anywhere. you don't want them to be calling you from a distance over there anyway.
We'll leave anybody listening to figure out what Kent in Australian accent. I caught you all together now. It was a pleasure. Did you get drenched after the gig? Because it came down to bucket loads.
Wow. Yes, I got absolutely drenched at the gig. And also, I'd flown in from London that day. I sort of flew to Cork, borrowed my dad's car. My poor dad gave me the car, his car. He actually went to the airport, gave me his car, and then he got a bus home himself.
Wow. So that you could make it on time, I presume.
So I could go straight to the gig, even though I was driving past the house, you know. I dropped in for a cup of tea and he was not far behind me. No. I got absolutely drenched and I felt terrible because my dad had just cleaned his car. He had it polished and, of course, I drove into where it was. It was basically like a swamp, you know, and then I was destroyed getting into the car as well. So,
so you're
he
like,
comes
hey,
to the
Dad.
Hands me his car. Yeah. I drive it. I give it back to him and there's like grass hanging off it and everything. And I'm drenched. But I did get chips on the way home. I stopped in Clamel for some chips.
You didn't.
So that was kind of that took the edge off being soaked, you know.
You weren't tempted to hang around in the rain for some of the antics and activity. No,
I mean those days. No, no.
No, I absolutely wasn't, Dave. Did you not hear my set about having kids?
Yeah, exactly.
I have other priorities. Enough. You're doing, I presume you're road testing your Edinburgh show in the Comedy Cavern in Collins and Douglas Street tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, Christopher, for letting me know. It'll be jammers, and I would highly recommend anyone who likes a laugh because that's generally.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, the room is beautiful, and it's a kind of a real fun part of me trying to figure out what the show is going to be and trying to mess around with all the bits and. You know, it's really exciting for me as well. And this will be the show, of course, that I'll be bringing it to the Everyman next year as well.
Ah, brilliant.
This will be the new show I'll be bringing to the Everyman as well. So.
Well, I'm glad you cut across me there because I was about to recommend people who enjoy having a laugh to go to a comedy club. Captain Obvious here.
No, that was mainly, I mean, probably one or two lines, I'd say.
Yeah.
Kind of
a bit of riffing, is that
in,
what it is?
Yeah, no, I kind of write about personal experience. So what I do is, I do sit down to write, but I kind of bank on mad stuff happening to me or shit going wrong. So even when things aren't great, I'm always kind of, I have a little bit of a...
But like, I suppose what I mean is when you land up at All Together Now, do you kind of go, okay, there's four or five kind of things I've talked about before in different ways, I'll riff on those. Or have you actually sort of sat and written a set for that show?
Yeah, well, All Together Now was kind of a mixture of newish ideas and old ideas. So it was riffing to an extent, you know. Mm. And of course, anything that happens in the room. And then it's just like, it's a different gig as well because it's a music festival. People are muddy and wet and there's sort of bands on at the same time. So yeah, I would definitely do a bit of riffing, but just depending on what the crowd. So I can't even remember. I know there was a little bit of back and forth with some family or something else, but... Most of my stuff would be written. I wouldn't be massive riffer. But it's a process where riffing gets you there as well. You go on stage and you have a story that's funny, but then a line will just come out on stage in the moment, and then. And that would stay in the show till the next show, do you know what I mean?
Yes. So, well, it's coming back to me now because I remember there was some reference about a guy who seemed to be sitting surrounded by a load of kids, none of which belonged to him. And then there was the phone, wasn't there? There was like, one of your kids shouted to you about the phone. And a kid in the audience preempted your line.
Yes, yes, yes. And they said, yeah, I say that to my dad all the time.
it was a sad comment on contemporary society.
It was. And I'm still sorry I'm on the side of the phone, you know. I don't care. Two kids in.
Chris Kent, you're in the Comedy Cavern, Collins and Douglas Street tonight. It's free, but donations welcome at the end. Christopher's doing a terrific job there. In fact, comedy is thriving in Cork, and it's
amazing. Yeah, it really is. I'm so happy. Like, I mean, I'm getting really homesick the last couple of years, and I come back and I see all these comedians in Cork, and I'm like, just like, this is amazing. It's really good. Like, you know, and it's not surprising either, though. I'm just really happy it's happening now. It's kicking off.
I was asked to be one of the judges for the Comedian of the Year in the Comedy Cavern in January or February.
Right.
I don't know why I say this as if like, oh my God, as if I'm, you know, was shocked that it would be good but it really was good. All five acts were top notch. I was like, geez, we really have quite a, anyway, let's.
You got a job picking them. You got a job. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it was difficult. Yeah. But just, it was terrific to see the fact that the groundwork that's been done by a bunch of people in a bunch of little comedy places over the years has really developed a strong comedy culture here in Cork and a load of good Cork comedians. It's great.
Yes, yes. And hopefully more to come, like, you know. So it's all, the crowds as well are great. They just, I mean, I haven't topped last year walking out to the Everyman, and it was just, you know, still an amazing experience, and I could still get a bit of a high off it, like, you know.
Well, I think I was away and I missed that, but your next Everyman gig, I am there with bells on, and that's it.
Brilliant. Yeah, do.
There's
do.
No way I'm missing Tommy Tiernan's favourite comedian, Chris Kent.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. I definitely didn't pay Tommy to say anything like that.
In the Comedy Cavern.
He's got enough money.
In the Comedy Cavern in Collins, Douglas Street tonight for free. Headed to Edinburgh for a month. Hope it goes really well, Chris. Thanks for chatting tonight.